More snow falls in NYC in one day than all of 2019. By Catherine Rodriguez on December 17, 2020. A significant winter snowstorm blanketed the New York City region, leaving more snow across the region in one day than in all of 2019, weather experts said Thursday. A total of 6.5 inches of snow and sleet fell as of midnight in New York City's Central Park, the National Weather Service's New York City branch tweeted. That total is compared to the entire 2019 to 2020 winter season's total of 4.8 inches. Between 6 and 10 inches fell across New York City around 6:15 a.m. before the heaviest snowfall switched into a wintry mix, AccuWeather meteorologist Isaac Longley told the New York Post. Last winter was a very mild winter and we really didn't see any of those major winter storms, those nor'easters, Longley told the Post. So a lot of locations, including New York City, did not really see a lot of snowfall at all. It was a record-breaking year in terms of low snowfall amounts. The dire forecast caused both New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., and New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, D., to declare states of emergencies long before the first flakes hit the ground, urging already quarantined residents due to the coronavirus to stay inside and off the icy roads. If you didn't think we had enough on our plate, a big storm is a coming, Cuomo told reporters during a live-streamed news conference ahead of the snowfall.